Welcome to Vibing with Murph. Welcome, folks. Welcome. Thanks so much for being here. If you haven't been here before, if you haven't tuned in and this is your first time, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to have a listen. And if you are returning, thank you for coming back. And also thanks to you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. This is a podcast about the craziness that is life, the challenges we face throughout, and becoming the best version of ourselves along the journey. I am Erin Murphy. I am your host, and I hope everyone is enjoying their Tuesday. If you haven't already, please, please, please push that subscribe button. Push it, because that's the way this shit, you know, grows when I get subscribers. And please share it, you know, if you like what you're hearing, and or if you feel like someone you know would benefit from listening to my crazy ass self, you know, share it with them. Share it with anybody you want, okay? Vibes this week. Vibes this week. You know, vibes have been okay. I think I'm a little bit off my game the past like week or two. I'm just kind of feeling like a bit meh, you know, and that's fine. It's not the end of the world. It's just fucking motivation to fuel my fire to feel better, you know. And when I do like kind of feel like a bit like, you know what, I'm not riding that fucking high, it just reminds me that, like, you know what, just because I'm not riding the high doesn't mean that the high isn't gonna come back. It will, just like the pie left, the fucking mehness, the fucking sluggishness will leave too. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you know what? We all face that in our lives. So if you are listening to this and you're kind of feeling like, you know what? I feel like shit. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to listen to anybody. I just want to not deal with the world for a day. Give yourself that day, okay? Give yourself that day to just veg away, okay? Do what you got to do. Cry, munge out on some yummy food. Do whatever you got to do. Don't talk to anybody. Talk to everybody. Like, seriously, do what you got to do, because life is hard, guys. Life is hard. Life can be super stressful. Life can be overwhelming, but just as they can be those things, they can also be really good things. So instead of letting whenever you feel shitty give you a shitty life, just let it give you a shitty day, okay? And let that shitty day motivate you to never want to feel like that again. And it doesn't mean you won't feel like that again, but it's better to be motivated and work hard to get to not feel in a shitty place more. Okay, we want less of feeling in those shitty places. The harder you work to give yourself a good life, to give yourself a good physical and mental health, the harder you work for those things, the more often you're going to feel those things, okay? And don't just get totally bummed out when you do have a bad day. It literally just means you're a human. It literally just means you're a human, okay? But yeah, okay, like, actually, this weekend at my other job where I serve at a restaurant, I do brunches and things get wild. Four different times, people were throwing up over the restaurant. Okay. If you are one of those people who are getting so fucking wasted at a restaurant at like between 12 and 4 o'clock p.m. on a Sunday, then you really need to check it. But if you're like not, you're like, okay, I'm nowhere near that, you're doing pretty good for yourself, okay? You're doing pretty fucking good. Literally, who pukes like that all over a restaurant? And the thing about it is our server assistants are the ones who have to clean it up. And to have to deal with that four times in one day, like, that's above their pay grade, my dudes. No one should have to pick up another fucking human's puke unless it's like your baby's or your child's, okay? Not a grown adult who's puking because they're wasted at a restaurant on a Sunday, okay? So If you're not doing that and you're managing your stress better and you're managing whatever you're dealing with better than puking over a restaurant, you are already on a pretty good path. Because that's cracked. I said to some of like the essays, and I said to them, like, man, I'm sorry you guys have to deal with this. Like, that's not cool. And they're like, yeah, like, it's okay. And I'm like, it actually isn't, but like, it's just fucked. Because I was like, man, back even when I was in my riot drinking days, when I was like for sure drinking just way too much, like so unnecessary, an unnecessary amount. Never was I puking fucking in restaurants. I don't even really recall going having to go to like a toilet and puke. Like, puking happened at my house after or the next day. Like, never in, would I just like, no. Like, some people, like, the fuck thing too is at the restaurant, like, I was pretty much done my shift. I was just like doing last minute things before I left to just make sure everybody was going to be like good after I left, because like obviously there I got cut early, but people are still working and the restaurant still has to be in good shape. So I was doing like side duties, and where we stand and do our side duties is just like kind of like a server station, but it's not like, it's kind of like in a little nook, but it's in a nook that goes down the hall towards the washroom. So I was standing by one of my managers and we were doing side duties together, both back on to this hallway. And she was just rattled. She was just saying like, oh, like, oh, I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of this. And at this point, I hadn't realized people were puking. And then she said to me, oh yeah, like people are puking. She's like, fuck, I'm just so sick of this. And then while she went out to go take care of some shit, I was still doing my like roll-ups or whatever. And then behind me, like the essays are there and they're like, oh, they're putting around stuff. And someone had puked. And I first, and the music's so loud in this restaurant, like I didn't hear it, but it was close to me, dude. It's like, it could have literally like gotten me if I was any like stepped back anymore. And I'm telling you that I would not have been happy. I would not have been happy. No, I would not have. But regardless, we are doing better than those people, okay? And if you are listening and you're like, fuck, I just puked all over a restaurant this weekend, please treat yourself nicer, okay? Please gain some respect for yourself, and please gain some respect for other people, because when you're that drunk and you're fucking puking everywhere, you're not the one cleaning it up. Other people are. How would you feel if you were cleaning other people's puke up? Not good. I'm willing to say and bet that you wouldn't be feeling good. But anyway, it's neither here nor there. We all have different ways of like coping with our shittiness, okay, or our emotions or whatever. And like, yeah, I used to cope via drinking, but now my emotional crunch, I wish crunches were how I deal with emotions, even though I mean you could relate that to working out, but, and I do definitely work out to balance the emotions out, but I do find myself recently, and I'm just going to be completely honest here, because I find my honesty will hopefully motivate my listeners to being honest with themselves. My emotion thing right now is like, I am a fucking emotional eater, man. Like, I love shitty food, and I don't keep that a secret. I've talked about it multiple times on this podcast. Like, I fucking love shitty food. And I'm now starting to realize, man, that it's not just like me loving shitty food. Like, it is an emotional crutch for me. It, like, whenever I feel like shit or something, I want to eat because it makes me feel better. Having something tasty makes me feel better. And even though it might make me feel better for that, like, small moment, after it, I feel like shit. And I work so hard, you guys, to be physically fit that I let this emotional eating just completely undo all my progress. And then that just sets me into being like, oh, like, get it together, be consistent, be disciplined. And that makes me more upset, because I am very consistent and disciplined. But it isn't until now that I'm actually shining this light on myself and being like, hey, you actually have an issue with emotional eating, that I'm like, okay, it's not just me loving food. It's me actually like having a crutch and trying to lean on something because I'm not feeling very good on the inside. And even though I don't like coming to that term, even though I don't like having to admit to that self, even though it does make me feel kind of like a loser and weak to need this emotional crutch, it is also freeing, because now when I do feel that way, I'm like, oh, I just want this, I can be like, oh man, like what am I not feeling the best about myself now? So actually being able to identify your trigger, your emotional, not emotional triggers, but also your emotional triggers. But in this instance, also being able to identify your crutches when your body is like looking or craving those things, like any kind of vice, it's just, it tells you, you know, like that something is going on. So at least now that I have this crutch and I've identified this crutch for what it is, when I feel the need, I'm like, oh, I'm craving stuff, I'm like, okay, what kind of like emotion am I trying to fulfill right now? You know, like why do I feel like I need to eat? Why am I trying to distract myself from something? And I was feeling that way today too. And I did have some treats, did definitely have some treats, but I've been treating myself a bit too much lately, where I was super consistent and disciplined about it before. And all it just tells me right now is that maybe I'm having a little bit of a down spell, and that's okay. Okay. But I just want you guys to know too, that like, when you feel this way, like if you have a certain habit, like for me, example, like, or a vice, like it, me, it's the eating. If you have a vice where it's drinking, if you have a vice where it's smoking or smoking weed and like something like, and it's not when you just want to do it to do it, it's when you're like really craving it, when you really want it bad, that's just telling you that you need to figure out what's going on there instead of having to mask it with your vice, instead of having to use your vice to push that emotion down to your toes. And you're not the only one who goes through this. Every single person goes through it from one way or another. Okay. So if there's anything you can do for yourself and you're like, man, I want to stop this bad habit, but it's something you keep doing, like me, it's like, I want to stop just eating shitty, but it's something I keep doing, and not just once a week like I was when I find myself like doing it like more than one days a week. That's when I'm like, okay, like, there's something here I got to figure out. And you have the strength to do that, just like I have the strength to do that. Okay. You have the strength to identify your weaknesses and your vices and stuff like that, just as I do. I'm not like some superhuman. And just because I talk about it and am more open about it doesn't mean that I have a better ability a better ability, or I'm more like qualified to deal with it than you are. No, I just am talking about it because me actually looking at myself in the mirror over the past while has made me be more honest with myself and made me feel like a better person. And I know people struggle with this every all the time. I'm not some victim, you know? I'm not the only person in the world who has problems. And I know that, and that's why I do this podcast, is because I'm like, hey, I want to help people realize that no, they're not alone. Yes, everyone feels weaknesses and shame and embarrassment about one thing they do or another. If you think you're a perfect person, you're a narcissist. So please just fuck off and get some help, which you probably won't, because you're like, I'm not a narcissist. A narcissist is never going to think they're a fucking narcissist, because then they probably wouldn't be a narcissist. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But just remember that even, I know I'm calling them weaknesses, but weaknesses don't make you weak. Weaknesses are just things that we need to work on. They don't make you a weak person. Okay, every single person in this world has ability to become someone they want to be, but don't fucking kid yourself and think that it's just gonna eventually happen one day, or that you're gonna put it off for now and then down the road you're gonna start doing these things for yourself. Man, no. How many things can you think of that, like, at this point in your life, whatever age you are right now, you thought you were gonna have figured out and still haven't, you know? So if you keep putting that shit off, just like you did before, you're going to end up another 5 years down the road and be like, oh, you know what? I thought I was going to have this figured out by now, and I don't. It's because you got to figure it out now. And honestly, when I say figure it out now, I don't mean like, you know, figure it out before you go to bed. But I mean just like start putting wheels in motion. Start figuring out things. Whatever it is you want to do. Get a new job. Become a more confident person. become someone who stands up for themselves more, be a better friend, be a better daughter, be a better son, be a better aunt, uncle, be whatever like some of your goals are. Start digging deep into them, writing shit down. Be curious about why you are the way you are. Start looking into your past. Yeah, it's scary, but fucking scarier than, it's scarier to wake up 10 years down the road and see things have not changed and be in a worse position than it is to look back at the past, something that happened that you have no control over. And that's the thing. You literally have no control over the past. You have all the control over the future, okay? And I know it's daunting. We don't know what's going to happen in the future, but we do have control over ourselves. We can't control other people. No, we can't control the world around us. No, but we can control ourselves. And that is something that I don't think we take enough advantage of. And I'm guilty too. I'm fucking guilty too. There's a million things that I want to change in my life right now, but it's scary. It's scary to like just completely fucking potentially uproot. It's scary to put myself out there. It's scary to maybe say things to people that I want to say, but I don't because I'm scared of their response. It's scary to quit a job that I love because it's a shitty company, but I know that down the road it's going to be necessary. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's really overwhelming, but right now I am taking it one day at a time and I am taking notes of how I'm feeling, what I want to change. I am looking to see what else is out there because I want to give myself a good life. You know, I want to have better things for me. I want to be at peace in life and I want to feel safe in life. And that is literally it. I don't care to have big, fancy fucking things. I used to. There was a point in my life where I did want big and fancy things, but I wanted those big and fancy things because I thought it was going to make me feel better about myself. And it's just all a mask. Like, it isn't. Like, no one fucking cares if you have a Prada bag. No one cares if you fucking drive a Mercedes. No one fucking cares. And if someone really does care that much, if you're, you know, doing that shit, then they're just kind of fucked themselves. But like, at the end of the day, like, no one cares. Okay? People care about themselves. And no object, no designer bag, no person with a certain job, having them in your life or whatever, is going to make you feel better about yourself. And that's something that came to me as a rude awakening at one point, you know? But now in life, I don't fucking care about those things. Yeah, like, it would be nice to have nice things. I like nice things. I'm not saying like I wouldn't want a Prada bag. I actually really fucking like Prada. I think Prada is a very nice brand. I love it. Louis Vuitton, love it. I love it all. But I know that it isn't going to make me feel better about myself to have them. It might give me a little ego boost, but fucked if I'm feeding my ego anymore. That just is a shit dumpster fuck of a situation. I'm done with feeding my ego because the ego is the fucking downfall of us all, okay? The ego loves to keep us comfortable. The ego loves to pump our tires. The ego loves to keep us in a confirmation bias, okay? Like, it's just, we're not feeding the ego anymore, you guys. It fucking sucks, okay? Point is, man, all I want for me in my life is to feel safe and at peace and to be able to give myself everything I want and not have to rely on other people. And yeah, that's a little bit of hyper independent for sure, but I want to be the one helping people instead of like people helping me, because that makes me feel good about people. Sorry, good about myself is helping people. Hence to why I started this podcast. Okay. So this one is kind of short and sweet this week, but I think that's all I got for you. I know it's Tuesday now when you're listening to this, but tonight before I recorded this, went for a little walk with Buddy, my dog, and we went down to the boardwalk on the beach and sat down and looked at the moon for a while because it's that like blue moon. And even though I couldn't really see the blue hue in it, and maybe that's just because of like my location where I am in the world or whatever, but it was big and it was very bright and it was full and it kind of motivated me, you know? So I hope you guys saw the moon. technically now you're listening to this last night or whenever you're listening to this, I hope you saw the blue moon on August 19th because it was very pretty and it just kind of made me realize, you know what? This world is so fucking small. You see that moon from this big, that bright from where we are, and you realize we're just a speck in the universe and nothing is going to make us feel better. No object, no purchase, no relationship, no nothing is going to make us feel better besides ourselves. Of course, those things are nice to have. They make you feel good. But deep down, the only thing that is going to solve your problems is you. And that's probably the better way to say it, okay? It's nothing. Not saying you can't lean on people. It's not saying you can't go to people for advice. I'm not saying be hyper-independent. But I am also saying don't depend on anybody else to fix your problems, okay? That's up to you. And you have the ability to do it, okay? Please like, share, subscribe. Do whatever you got to do. Thanks for listening. Chat next week.